Okay, but where does this lead us now? I mean, this is basically just making it more complicated and not more easy. And I mean, it's not that I disagree, it's just like there is no easy answer to this, basically, I think, if we want to define what unity is. But then again, we didn't even answer the initial question so far, like why unity? Why? I mean, okay, we can make this pretty personal, can't we? Why are we in unity? Well, I am in unity because I think I can do something significant here. I can learn a lot. So it all definitely is also because of the desire to make the world a better place in a way. I don't think that I can totally change it. I've been there when I was 18, but now I think no, I don't think that I will change the world like completely, but I still can do my part and make it a better place, and that's what motivates me way more than trying to do like this huge task, even though I still totally appreciate other people who do it and who try it. Not that I'm against it, it's just that I don't think I should spend my time on that, seriously. So yeah, that's why I came to, okay, yeah, maybe we can do it like chronologically. That's why I came to Unity, and then why did I stay with Unity, even though it changed so much? It's mostly because of the people. To me, definitely, as the character of a family, definitely. I come back because of the people. I still learn a lot because of the people, because I'm not afraid to ask stupid questions sometimes. And yeah, I can just help with other people's passions, basically. Because it's not that I have like my own thing inside Unity where I say, yeah, this is my idea and I'm just gonna pursue this and this is like the most important thing. No, it's just is that I picked up this food saving idea, like right from the start. This is what I was mostly interested in from the start on when I came to Unity in Chemnitz. And this is what I see as most valuable still. And yeah, I think that it would be awesome if people all around the world could save all this surplus food. And this is a very direct action kind of thing to do, or to enable people to do that, because I mean, this is not changing the world, you know. Food sharing itself is not changing the world. The raising awareness part might a little bit, but basically it's just like, yeah, making use of what's there anyways. And if there was no food waste anymore, there wouldn't be food sharing. So this is totally clear. But still, if people got active, so to me it also has this empower people aspect to it, definitely, that people get active together and self-organize, hopefully, and just try to see for themselves what's actually going on and get out of their lethargic attitude, which most people in consumerist societies have nowadays. Like these people who say, yeah, I would like to do something, but I don't know what, and me myself, I can't do anything, and me, 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 me. Well, at least you can save some food, you know? And then yeah, I would like to enable them doing that. Yeah, I think that's a pretty nice thing. And on the way of doing that, on the way of doing that, whatever. Build a network of people all over the place who are interested in the same things, and I think that's pretty damn unity. That's a pretty damn unity thing to do, for me at least.